Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An Islamic State leader is killed in a coalition airstrike in Syria. A coalition spokesman, Colonel Steve Warren, said in a news briefing Tuesday that Qarafi al-Muadan was killed last week. He said he had direct links to alleged ringleader of last month's terrorist attacks in Paris. In another development in Syria, a U.S.-backed alliance of Kurdish and Arab rebels seized a key dam on the Euphrates River from Islamic State fighters.
The SDF, enabled by nearly 26 airstrikes over the last several days, rapidly advanced to seize the dam, which ISIL had held since November of 2012.
The dam helps generate electricity for large parts of northern Aleppo province. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi visited Ramadi Tuesday after government forces recaptured the government compound there. Iraqi state television reported the prime minister was in Ramadi but offered no details. Prosecutors in Belgium said Tuesday police arrested two people suspected of planning holiday terrorist attacks in Brussels. They said investigators found evidence pointing to the threat of serious attacks on several places on New Year's Eve. The arrests happened Sunday and Monday after searches near Brussels and Liège turned up military-style uniforms and Islamic State propaganda materials. Burkina Faso has a new leader for the first time in nearly 30 years. Roch Marc Kabore took the oath of office Tuesday in a ceremony in Ouagadougou. Mr. Kabore's swearing-in comes 14 months after former President Blaise Compaoré was overthrown in a mass uprising sparked by an attempt to extend his rule. This is VOA News. The Obama administration says there is what it called a marked and troubling increase in civilian casualties in Syria since Russia began airstrikes in September. Human rights groups report hundreds of civilians have been killed in Russian missile strikes. Georgia's parliament has confirmed the country's former top diplomat, Georgi Svirkashvili, is prime minister. The confirmation comes less than a week after the abrupt resignation of his predecessor. A suicide blast in Mardan, Pakistan, has left at least 26 people dead and more than 20 wounded. The blast in the city northwest of Islamabad occurred outside the door of a government office called the National Database and Registration Authority, or NADRA, which is responsible for issuing national identity cards. The World Health Organization is declaring the West African country of Guinea free of Ebola. Lisa Schlein reports.
Guinea has passed 42 days without a confirmed case of Ebola, making it the third of three severely affected countries after Liberia and Sierra Leone to have stopped the spread of this deadly disease. This is also the first time all three countries have halted the original chains of transmission of Ebola since the virus was first detected in Gekedu, Guinea in December 2013. Director of Ebola Response and Coordination at the World Health Organization, Richard Brennan, warns the disease could reemerge. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. President Barack Obama will host Colombia's President Juan Manuel Santos at the White House in February. The visit will come just weeks before Colombia's deadline to finalize a peace agreement with FARC rebels. Half a century of fighting has killed 220,000 people and forced millions from their homes. About 50 Philippine protesters, most of them students, have landed on a remote island in the South China Sea. They're trying to draw attention to what they charge is growing Chinese encroachment in the area. China, which claims virtually the entire South China Sea, has expressed anger over the landing. A foreign ministry spokesman urged the Philippines to withdraw from the islands. A white Chicago police officer who shot a black teenager 16 times has pleaded not guilty to murder charges. Jason Van Dyke entered the plea Tuesday at Chicago's Cook County Courthouse. He is charged with six counts of murder for the 2014 shooting of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald. Meanwhile, a spokesman for Mayor Rahm Emanuel says the mayor will cut short a family vacation with his wife and three children in Cuba in order to, quoting now, continue the ongoing work of restoring accountability and trust in the Chicago Police Department. End of quote. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.